The DIs and rifle coaches checked every man continuously. Everything had to be just so. Our arms became sore from being contorted into various positions and having the leather sling straining our joints and biting into our muscles. Most of us had problems perfecting the sitting position, which I never saw used in combat. But the coach helped everyone the way he did me, simply by plopping his weight on my shoulders until I was able to assume the correct position. Those familiar with firearms quickly forgot what they knew and learned the Marine Corps way. Second only to accuracy was safety. Its principles were pounded into us mercilessly. Keep the piece pointed toward the target. Never point a rifle at anything you don't intend to shoot. Check your rifle each time you pick it up to be sure it isn't loaded. Many accidents have occurred with unloaded rifles. We went onto the firing line and received live ammunition the next week. At first, the sound of rifles firing was disconcerting, but not for long. Our snapping in had been so thorough, we went through our paces automatically. We fired at round black bullseye targets from 100, 300, and 500 yards. Other platoons worked the butts. Butts refers to the impact area on a rifle range. It consists of the targets mounted on a vertical track system above a sheltered dugout, usually made of concrete, in which other shooters operate, mark, and score the targets for those on the firing line. When the range officer ordered, "Ready on the right, ready on the left, all ready on the firing line. Commence firing." I felt as though the rifle was part of me, and vice versa. My concentration was complete. Discipline was ever present, but the harassment that had been our daily diet gave way to deadly serious, business-like instruction in marksmanship. Punishment for infractions of the rules came swiftly and severely, however. One man next to me turned around slightly to speak to a buddy after "cease firing" was given. The action caused his rifle muzzle to angle away from the targets. The sharp-eyed captain in charge of the range rushed up from behind and booted the man in the rear so hard that he fell flat on his face. The captain then jerked him up off the deck and bawled him out loudly and thoroughly. We got his message. Platoon 984 took its turn in the butts. As we sat safely in the dugouts and waited for each series of firing to be completed, I had somber thoughts about the crack and snap of bullets passing overhead. Qualification day dawned clearly and brightly. We were apprehensive, having been told that anyone who didn't shoot high enough to qualify as marksman wouldn't go overseas. When the final scores were totaled, I was disappointed. I fell short of expert rifleman by only 2 points. However, I proudly wore the Maltese cross-shaped sharpshooter's badge, and I didn't neglect to point out to my Yankee buddies that most of the high shooters in our platoon were Southern boys. Feeling like old salts, we returned to the recruit depot for the final phases of recruit training. The DIs didn't treat us as veterans, though. Harassment picked up quickly to its previous intensity.